Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo.
Wolfpack in the house. What's going on, people? We back again. Today, he is Lone Wolf, a.k.a. CF. I am Big Bad Wolf Raymond on. Today, we're going to turn a new direction for the Wolfpack TV. We're going to go ahead and throw some NFL and NBA news in there starting on Sunday from now on.
Hey, Ray, Raymond.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sounded a little far away. You might want to come up.
Okay, my bad. Sorry about that. Technical difficulty. Sorry about that. But anyway, yeah, we're going to do things a little bit different today, guys. From Sunday here on out, we are going to be talking about sports. It's called Sports Sundays for the Wolfpack TV fanatics out there for Wolf Nation. We're just going to talk about our teams. We're going to talk about, give you the scores around the league and what they can do to improve themselves. Just going to start off, Falcons versus Cowboys. Obviously, the Falcons won 39-28. Matt Ryan did a acceptable top performer today. Next game was the Colts and the Titans. Colts 35, the Titans 33. But Marcus Mariota, he did pretty good, man. Two TDs, 367 yards. Kendall Wright over there, 95 yards, one TD, seven receptions. That's pretty damn good, man.
Yeah.
Raiders and the Browns. 27-20, and I just wanted to say real quick about that game. I really do think that John Menzel should have been starting in that game. Why take him out? You're going to take him out for partying or whatever the case. I don't understand why you took him out in the first place. I mean, did you guys not see what the hell he did last week? I mean, the guy was a killer last week. You know, to take him out is ridiculous, and y'all felt the rest of Raiders 27-20. They're 2-1. Browns are 1-2. Josh McCown, 28 for 49, 341 yards, two TDs. Moving on, we got the Bengals and the Ravens. Bengals 28, Ravens 24. They are 0-3 at home. Haven't won not one game. Bengals are 3-0. Andy Dalton putting up a clinic out there. Three TDs. AJ Green, 10 receptions, 227 yards, two TDs. Moving on, Jaguars 17, Patriots 51. This game was a blowout, people, for the most overrated. I repeat, the most overrated team in the NFL will have to be the Patriots. Can't be great if you get caught cheating four or five times. It's crazy. Tom Brady, 33 for 42 yards, 358 yards, two TDs. Robert Gronkowski, four receptions, 101 yards. The Jaguars are 1-2, which, by the way, CF, I think that me and you will be a good fit for the Jaguars, man. Maybe we need to go out there and try out. You know.
Yeah,
I could probably
be a wide receiver.
Oh, yeah. Moving on, Saints, Panthers. Saints haven't won a game this season. They lose to the Panthers. And I just want to say quick in that game, shout-out to Cam Newton. Actually, shout-out to all the African-American QBs out there that are doing their thing. A lot of people are hating on you guys, but, you know, not me. I love the African-American QB guys,
today.
Man. They don't – what'd you say one more time?
Oh, no, I just said, yeah, Michael Vick actually got some time today because Big Ben.
That's a big loss for us. If you're still a fan, that's definitely a big loss. Big Ben being out, and he's going to be out for 6 weeks. So
I wouldn't count Michael Vick out just yet.
Yeah, definitely not. Cam Newton, he threw for 315 yards, two TDs. Greg Olsen was balling, eight receptions, 134 yards, two TDs. Which, by the way, you might want to pick him up on your fantasy, Greg Olsen, in general, people. Moving on, Eagles versus Jets. Eagles 24, Jets 17. I really thought that was going to be a shutout game. I watched part of that game. It's crazy. This pretty much is in everybody's face because I was tired of seeing people on the timeline write about how, you know, they need to buy a win. Well, they got one, and it was over the Jets. Okay, so, you know, 24-17, you know, Eagles are 1-2, and Jets are 2-1 at home. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he was balling, but Jeff couldn't get over that hump. 283 yards, two TDs. Brandon Marshall looked pretty upset, like he wanted to get traded again. 10 receptions for 109 yards, one TD. Moving on, which, by the way, fellas, I didn't really get to say. Shout out to CG Clifton for being on the show the other day. We're shouting you out. We didn't get to shout you out last time because we had technical difficulties, but this time we're shouting you out. You might want to shout CG, if you're listening, you might want to shout for another football team, buddy, because these Buccaneers are just not going to be – I don't know if they're going to be able to get the job done, man. Jameis Winston is a pretty good – elite QB, but, man, them as a team, I don't know. They just look lost out there, man. 9-19, you lose against the Texans.
That was
pretty bad.
Yeah. It's going to take some time, but Jameis Winston's going to be a good QB in the NFL. It's just going to take some time for him to get adjusted to the NFL system and for them to develop their offense around him.
Yeah.
A young team.
He also threw for 17 of 36, 261 yards, one TD. DeAndre Hopkins, Houston, eight receptions, 101 yards, one TD. They pretty much used the shit out of him, that's for sure. Moving on, Chargers and Vikings, 31-14. Teddy Bridgewater balling his butt off. They're 2-1 at home, Vikings. Chargers are 1-2. Man, if you guys got Phillip Rivers on your team, if you guys got a Chargers defense, I mean, they just need to utilize their more weapons more better, man. That game.
Let me just say this, and I'm just so glad that we did not try to trade and our pick, our second round, our number two pick, to get Phillip Rivers from the Chargers. That dude's washed up. That's good. Hashtag washed up. Hashtag washed up.
Wolf Nation, y'all hear that? Hashtag Wolf Nation. Hashtag Wolf Enterprises. Hashtag washed up. Phillip Rivers. Moving on. Steelers 2-1 overall. They win 12-6. That was a defensive game right there. Rams 1-2, unfortunately. Another team. Hashtag vote for Raymond and Chris. Big Bad Wolf and Lone Wolf to come together and try out for the Jaguars or the Rams. They definitely need help bad. Kicking two field goals in the second and fourth quarter. Just not going to get the job done when you're playing against an elite football team like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Nick Foles, St. Louis, 9-28, 197 yards, one interception. Le'Veon Bell running his butt off, 19 carries, 62 yards, one TD. Antonio Brown potentially probably could go down as one of the most elite wide receivers. Antonio Brown, 11 receptions, 108 yards. Ooh, this is where it's going to get a little bit tricky, Wolf Nation. 49ers versus the Cardinals, 7-47. Holy shit. 49ers 1-2 for week three. Cardinals are 3-0, which is very surprising.
And let me just say this: shout out to Chris Johnson, man. He's still proving that he can still run in the NFL. I told you guys he still got some gas in his tank.
Oh yeah, he actually 22 carries, 110 yards, two TDs. Larry Fitzgerald, 9 receptions, 134 yards, two TDs. Carson Palmer balling. I thought he was old and washed up, but he proved again that he could be an elite QB in the league, 20 of 32, 311 yards, two TDs. Moving on, these Bills are not playing with nobody. 41 of 14 against the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins are 1-2. The Bills are 2-1. Oh, excuse me, 49ers are 1-2. Cardinals 3-0. Bills 2-1. Dolphins are 1-2. 41 of 14. Ryan Tannehill, 26 of 49, 297 yards, two TDs. Carlos Williams, Buffalo, 12 carries, 110 yards, one TD. Rashard Matthews, Miami, 6 receptions, 113 yards, two TDs. And that young man, Tyrod Taylor, is balling, people. Another African-American QB. He's shown that he can pretty much get the job done. Nice coaching over there, too, because everybody counted the Buffalo Bills out as just another team. But they have proven themselves.
We got to go.
They're trying
week,
to get the jobs done.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how that's going to turn out. Be a good game. Young quarterbacks.
Oh yeah, big time. Bears 0, Seahawks. My Seahawks 26-0. It's a damn shutout. Russell Wilson balling. 20 of 30, 235 yards, one TD. Jimmy Graham. You guys thought that he was upset. Well, I guess, it may be. 7 receptions, 83 yards, one TD. Pretty good. Bears 0-3 so far. Seahawks 1-2. Congratulations to the Seahawks, Seahawks Nation. What's going on? Moving on. Thursday's game recap. Redskins lose to the Giants, 32-21. Kirk Cousins from Washington. 49, 316 yards, one TD. Reuben Randle, New York Giants, 7 receptions, 116 yards, one TD. Monday Night Football, Kansas City versus the Green Bay Packers, bro. Who do you got? What is your prediction for that game for Monday Night Football tomorrow night, brother?
I'm going to go with the Packers on this one, man. I can't go out against Aaron Rodgers. I got much love for my boy Jamal Charles over there in KC. Derrick Johnson, I'm a very big UT fan. But, I'm going to have to go ahead and go with the Packers on this one. Aaron Rodgers looking real solid out there. Got a nice supporting cast around him. I'm going to go with the Packers on this one.
Actually, Mr. Lone Wolf, I'm going to have to go with the Chiefs, man. I can't stand them motherfucking Packers because they're in the same division as my team. And I'm going to have to go with these Chiefs. I think nobody could stop that young man, Jamal Charles. So I guess we will see. Man. So that's pretty much the scores and the stats for all you guys out there. That you guys want to say, go ahead and call in the show. I forgot to ask you a question about your Titans. What do you think you guys need to do in order to win, to be an elite team in the NFL? I think Marcus Mariota is a pretty good quarterback. You think that defense needs to pick up, or you guys need a another elite receiver or a better running back? What would be your thing?
I think the best scenario for us is going to be we definitely need to upgrade on the defense. Our secondary is suffering terribly. We need to get another cornerback back there. So definitely in the draft, that's definitely I would suggest need to be our number one pick. You know, today's game we played a good game, but we really just beat ourselves. I saw a video of where Andrew Luck was frustrated on the sideline, and he just couldn't believe that Tennessee was doing this to him. And we need to, you know, we did a good job, run game non-existent. You know, Bishop Sankey, hey, man, we drafted you, first-round pick. Let's go, man. You know, let's get it. Let's get it. You know, this is the time now. It's this year. You know, you're not a rookie anymore, you know.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead. You have to get it going. This is what we drafted you for. And it's really why I wish we still had Chris Johnson. But, you know, regardless, you know, Mariota's doing an excellent job out there. Mark my words, I said it on this show, 927, rookie of the year. And, that's what it's going to be. I'm just interested to see how far he can take it. You know, we lost today, but we lost in good fashion. We did show much improvement from against the Browns, because I don't know what happened in that game. I don't know if we just weren't prepared for Manziel in that scheme or whatever, but we showed, you know, with the Colts being, you know, the division leader at this point, and for us to play them like that, I feel very confident. And, you know, as far as the Texans and the Jaguars go, being in the division, I don't feel like they're much of a threat. You know, Texans, all they really got is J.J. Watt, you know. So, I mean, you know, anything outside of that, I mean, there's not really, you know. And Jaguars, I mean, you know, hey, man, let's try out. But anyway, like, so we played a good game. And, you know, I'm interested to see what Mariota's going to do throughout this season. He's breaking records, setting records already. He's just getting started. But, man, we need a run game, and our secondary needs to be upgraded terribly. You know, Ragpo's come in, re-signing Derrick Morgan, that was good. You know, having Zach Brown back is excellent. Parrish Cox, he stepped up big, but it's still not enough. You know, maybe we're just going to need more from Jason McCourty. But, I think we got to just get better in those areas. And, you know, we'll see where we can go. Maybe we can contend with the Colts for the division leader. You know, it might be possible. Because in this game, you have to have a quarterback. You have to have a good quarterback. If you don't have a good quarterback, you're not going anywhere. And, you know, most of these quarterbacks are groomed into the system. And so we're fortunate to have Marcus Mariota, you know, to come in and be groomed into the system. And for him to just fit so well, you know, and it worked out so well for him. You know, you had guys that were, you know, before the draft, you know, like, damn, like, you know, they wanted to roll with Mettenberger, and they were a little upset about drafting Mariota. And now, you know, these guys are basically saying, you know, they'll go to war for Mariota. You know, so, I mean, that just shows you right there basically, you know, what, you know, this guy's influence, his leadership, and his stats reflect that as well on the field.
Right, right, right. Cool. Moving on, guys. That was the NFL. Oh, excuse me. Last game of tonight is the Denver and the Detroit game. They will actually still probably be playing by the time as a matter of fact, they're going to still be playing when this show is over. So far, Denver's up 14, Detroit 12, 4-9. You know, 8 minutes to go. Moving on to my favorite topic, NBA news. We got a little bit of NBA news for you. As you guys know, all you LA fans out there, Lakers, y'all signed a 1-year deal with Metta Warpeace, which, in my opinion, you should have never let the guy go in the first place. That's just my opinion. I mean, because the young man could still play. You know, also, Thompson has lowered his contract demands $53 million over 3 years. I wouldn't would I give him that much money? Probably. Yeah, I think I would give. I think I would give Tristan Thompson, $53 million over 3 years. People, I mean, you know, for him to come back and did what he did last year, you know, as off the bench, yeah, 53. But 80 or 90 million? Nah, I don't think I can give him that much money, man. You know, I think that's too much money to give, you know, a backup. That's just my opinion. I mean, he did play. Boy, did he play like he was broke last year in the finals. He really did. But I just don't see him. I wouldn't give him, you know, that elite amount of money at first, what he demanded at first. CF, what's your opinion about that situation, Tristan Thompson situation?
Well, you know, first of all, I got to say hook 'em horns on that, you know, you know, for him being UT alumni. But yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I agree with you 100%. I would not pay him anywhere near the $90 million range. To me, that's a very elite caliber player. I think Tristan Thompson is a developing player. I think that he's finding his fit and he's developing his role. So
yeah.
He has the potential to reach that that status. You know, he reminds me a lot of Chris Bosh. But he can definitely reach that status without a shadow of a doubt. But yeah, you know, $50 million, yeah, that makes sense over 3 years, yeah, because he is a very heavy contributor. You know, Kevin Love went down, and he stepped in and was a major contributor. You know, in that situation. So yeah, you know, against Golden State. So yeah, you know. I would definitely agree with you there. I wouldn't pay him that much money.
And Wolf Nation, when this show started, we started and some stuff was going on in the NBA last year. We didn't get to cover. We will cover that this year. With the whole Carmelo Anthony situation, I don't think that New York, I don't think he should have re-signed people. And, you know, I think he would have been a better fit in Chicago. That you could just tell, you know, if you want a ring or if you just want the money. Obviously, you know, they're saying that his wife has something to do with that. You know, wanted him, she wanted to go to, you know, stay in New York because of her friends. But man, at the end of the day, it is, you can't be in the league for that long and not get a fucking ring, man. I mean, you know, you already had the money already in Denver. Why go to New York and lose? You know, I just think that New York is not a good fit for you. I think you was better off in Chicago. If you wanted to win and get a championship and get farther, then I think you should have picked Chicago or even LA. I don't think that you should have re-signed. That just shows me that you was a money hungry guy. And, you know, you're going to be like, you're going to mess around and be like Charles Barkley and Karl Malone. You was good, but, you know, you couldn't get over that hump. So,
At the end of the day,
you know, how do you feel, bro, about that?
At the end of the day, you know, you can make all these excuses for Carmelo Anthony, or you can say these things, you know,
right.
But, you know, you got to get through King James, man, you know, period, you know, and
yep.
As long as you're in the East, that's the number one guy. So, you know, for Carmelo, I mean, that should be his focus, unless, like you said, his focus is to just get paid. But I mean, even when we grew up, you know, when even Barkley and Jordan went at it, you know, it wasn't friendly. You know what I mean? You know, when the Pistons, you know, played the Lakers, it wasn't friendly. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you
no.
know, when the Celtics played the Lakers, it wasn't friendly. You know, when the Bulls played the Jazz, it wasn't friendly. When they played the Sonics, it wasn't friendly. You know, when they played the Magic, it wasn't friendly. I mean, so, you know, it's got to be a separation between competition and, you know, compensation and, where, how far do you go with the compensation and then where's your drive, your level of competition, you know, to win that championship, to be that champion, you know? So, you know, that's what you're up against, man. To be the greatest, you have to beat the greatest, you know? So, yeah, Carmelo, you know, you signed to New York Knicks, you know, I hope Phil Jackson can build something around you, man, and I hope that you'll have enough gas, you know, to go when it does happen, you know, because, I mean, you know, you still have to deal with LeBron James, you know, in the East. And, you know, the Bulls, yeah, they're slowly getting stronger as well, you know. And don't sleep on Danny Ainge over there in Boston either, because that team, mark my words, will be a sixth, seventh round playoff team this year. So, yeah, look out over there. You know, it's not a game. You know, it's getting pretty serious in the East again. You know, it's going to take some time, but yeah, it's they're getting it together. So, you know, in the Knicks, you know, hopefully they can be in the mix. But yeah, Carmelo, man, like, you know, I don't know if he's just going to go to the Lakers in the end or something, but yeah.
Three more things before we're getting close to out of time real quick, guys. Anthony Bennett, he gets signed to the Raptors. Paul Pierce said he'll likely retire with the Clips to win title. Them guys did a major upgrade as far as – that's what I always said, that the Clippers needed a bench, and that was the problem why they couldn't get couldn't beat Houston. A lot of problems with that organization was they had the lead 3-1. You can't let sorry-ass Houston come back and beat you, man, like that. I mean, you guys should have been in the finals, real shit. And then, you know, Doc Rivers, you continue to, you know, let me down when you send my team, Boston Celtics, will be up, 20-point blowout, up, and just can't – we have a hard time of fucking, you know, holding on to the league. And I think – and it looks like that's coaching to me, you know, not trying to, you know, not trying to – talk down on Doc Rivers, love him to death. One of the best, Hall of Fame for sure, coach. I just think that, you know, he just got to work on that. When you get a lead, you don't let up. You got to continue to fucking, as long, Mr. Lone Wolf said, put your foot on their motherfucking neck. Don't give him no space, no nothing. So the last thing is Sixers release veteran Wallace real quick. Mr. Lone Wolf, where do you think Gerald Wallace is going to go?
Gerald Wallace, man, maybe Chicago. Nice. You know, I can see him fitting in there. Possibly in Houston. You know, and maybe he comes to Houston, fits in there, you know, as a role player. You know, so that'd be some of the places I could see. Maybe even, you know, to Brooklyn or to the Knicks or something. But, we just have to see.
Yeah, we're definitely going to see. I was going to say the same thing, man. I was going to either see him at either probably Chicago, where they need a small forward position at. It's been rumored that Chicago is trying to get Rudy Gay for that system, in that system. New York will probably be a better fit for him out of all the places, that or Chicago, somewhere where he can get and shine and play, because I know he still wants to. I know he still got some fight in him. So it's been rumored. One last thing, Wolf Nation, before we let you guys go, it's been rumored that they're trying to get Kevin Durant and Kobe and Melo on the same team to play with New York. I think that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Why all three of you guys will go to New York, I do not know. I don't think, even if you guys do go over there, I mean, will y'all win the championship? I don't think so. I really don't. Because at the end of the day, you still got to go through LeBron, period. See, if your thoughts real quick before we go.
It's not going to happen. I don't even believe that's just here, so it's not going to happen. You know, these guys are more competitive than that, especially Kobe and Kevin Durant, so it's not going to happen.
All right, Wolf Nation. Well, guys, thank y'all for tuning in to this Wolfpack TV experience. Don't forget to join us right here on Sundays at 10. We're going to be doing the sports section. You guys wanted to hear what we had to say, so we're going to bring it to you. Don't forget, www.atwolfpack_tv.com is our Twitter, facebook.com/wolfpacktv. Go hit us up, send us a like, Instagram @wolfpack_tv.com. And remember, guys, you guys that call in, guest number 713-955-0733. We will check you guys out Wednesday at 10. And Wolf Nation, y'all know what it is. Anything else,
Survey
buddy?
N-W-O. We out.
Peace.